Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A former police officer turned new security guard in the Bay Area of California was shot by smash and grab robbers in Oakland last week. Kevin Nishida died a few days later. He's being remembered on Fox News by 15-year colleague at Colma Police Department, Don Marchetti.
Kevin was, he was just a genuinely good person. He was caring and compassionate and just, you know, always going above and beyond what was necessary. He was a great police officer, a great friend, a great coworker, and, you know, he just was always there for anyone, you know, for anything. I mean, serving and protecting, that was Kevin.
President Biden will address the nation at 11:45 this morning to discuss the Omicron variant of COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With Dr. Fauci coming out Sunday claiming he is science, we're reminded of the misinformation he has delivered to the American people. Do not mask up at the beginning of the pandemic. Testifying in front of Congress that gain-of-function research was not being done in Wuhan, China. Dr. Scott Atlas, medical doctor on Fox News, is a former White House advisor and member of the Hoover Institution.
You know, I don't know honestly how to react to someone who says I am science. I don't think that my personal reaction needs to be said, because I think almost every sane person has the same reaction. What I saw when I was in the White House was actually the opposite of that. What I saw from the people, on the medical people on the task force, Drs. Birx and Fauci and Redfield, was something stunning. These are 40 people with 40 years of government bureaucrat positions. What I saw was nothing like that. What I saw were very, really sophomoric tabulations of cases, which you could download from anywhere.
USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Calls out of Washington that Russia is becoming more aggressive against its neighbors. Republican representative from New York, Claudia Tenney, on Newsmax, says the current status of Russia is worse than the Cold War Soviet Union.
Yeah, very concerned about the activities with Russia. They're getting very aggressive. And obviously the concerns from President Yushchenko saying that there's, you know, activity at the border. We've called for Republicans, particularly those on the House Armed Services Committee. The Foreign Affairs Committee has not weighed in on this yet, but on the Republican side, we're asking for reinforcement there in the form of troops and intelligence to make sure that some type of coup doesn't happen. And certainly the Russians are going to deny it, but we know that they would be behind it. When they took over Crimea in 2014, over 14,000 people were killed. So this could be very violent conflict if we don't show that we're going to be strong. Hopefully Secretary Blinken's statements, he'll back up the statements he made to support the Ukrainians against the Russians, and also seek our NATO allies to support us as well. I don't see a lot happening, but we're hoping that the Biden administration will continue to show some strength in this, at least something.
Former U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper on Sunday filed a lawsuit against the Department of Defense for withholding parts of a book about what he witnessed in the Trump administration. Esper served as Trump's defense secretary from June of 2019 to November of 2020 when he was fired by 45. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now. Stop, hey.
Well, hello, America. How you doing? Waking up after all the tryptophan and food coma that we've delivered ourselves into the past several days. Well, good to have you back with us, up and going. It is Monday all over the country, and we've got Dr. John Lott with us to talk about this latest Gallup poll, and let's bring him on right now. John, how you doing? Good to have you with us, sir.
Doing great. Good to talk to you again, Bill.
Always. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center and author, most recently, of Gun Control Myths. This Gallup poll that we're going to talk about, actually, we don't need a poll. We can just look at gun sales, what gun sales have been doing in the last, let's just say in the last 5 years, John. It's indicative that people are realizing that we have to self-protect, that we cannot rely on the government, we can't rely on police, especially in light of all these winds of defunding police and all the silliness that we've gone through. It's a silliness, it's serious, and it's put we the people at grave risk, and it seems that the left is hell-bent on selling something that most of Americans don't want to buy.
Yeah, I mean, particularly the last 2 years, it's been a huge increase in gun sales generally, and also this year we've seen a huge increase in concealed handgun permits. This year has seen the largest increase ever in the number of concealed handgun permits, over 2 million, bringing the total to over 21.5 million. And, that has been occurring despite the fact that now we have 21 constitutional carry states where it's not even necessary to have a permit to be able to carry. And, it's truly a phenomenal increase that we've had. But as you say, it's pretty easy to explain it. You have violent crime increasing. You have police being ordered to stand down and their budgets being cut. You have prosecutors refusing to prosecute many violent criminals, Soros-backed prosecutors in cities like Boston and Philadelphia and Chicago and St. Louis and Los Angeles and San Francisco and Portland and so on. And you've had large numbers of violent criminals being released from prisons across the country.
Exactly.
In many jurisdictions, you've had even in some places two-thirds, but many over half of the inmates that were in jails and prisons have been released. So is it, it's not particularly surprising that crime's gone up. People think that police are extremely important, but when they haven't been able to do their job, people realize that they are ultimately responsible for their own safety.
Exactly. John, is there a relationship between the Democrat leadership and Republican leadership. I mean, you and I talked years ago when Barack Obama was in office, and I think Barack Obama did more for the sale of handguns across the country than any other recent president. It seemed to level off a little bit, just a little bit, you know, during the Trump years, but now bring Biden back into play, and all of a sudden we're seeing a spike again. And it just seems that every time the Democrats are in control, the people have this lack of security and this sense that, you know, this higher sense for self-protection. Am I overreading something here, or is this something that you've studied and found to be the case as well?
Well, yeah, I don't think you're overreading anything. One of the things that's become clear in the Gallup poll that was just released, as well as the Quinnipiac poll that was just released, is the huge differences between Republican and Democrats' views in terms of supporting more gun ownership. In the Gallup poll, in both polls, you have record partisan divides between Republicans and Democrats. 91% of Democrats support even stricter gun control laws as compared to 24% of Republicans. And to focus particularly on what you're talking about in terms of kind of like the fears, what will happen. You know, Democrats claim that they want to have reasonable or common sense gun control laws. But you get an idea of how stark the political differences are between the two groups by considering the response to Gallup's question about whether people support a complete ban on civilian ownership of handguns. 40% of Democrats like the idea, you know, compared to only 6% of Republicans. And, you know, there was a Rasmussen poll that also just came out that asked about registration and licensing of guns. A huge difference there. Two-thirds of Democrats support it. Two-thirds of Republicans oppose it. But the thing that was interesting is that 60% of Republicans thought that registration would lead to the eventual confiscation of all guns. But, you know, you think, well, maybe Republicans are just being, conspiracy theory oriented. The thing is, 40% of Democrats also believe that registration of guns will lead to the confiscation of all guns. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you just had the leak that the Washington Free Beacon obtained, internal documents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, indicating that the Biden administration has already compiled a list of more than 54 million American gun owners, and that they're changing the information that the federally licensed dealers have to send into the federal government to make it so that they'll be collecting the information for even more gun owners in the United States. So you can understand why a lot of Americans have the types of fears that you're talking about. I mean, when you have 40% of Democrats support a complete ban on handguns, when you have almost half the Democrats believing that registration, which they support, will eventually lead to the confiscation of all guns, it produces the types of fears that you're talking about.
Well, exactly. And the thing is that I keep going to that question, you know, where has that ever worked?
Yeah, well, you know, registration is often claimed to be able to be used to solve crime. The thing is, we've tried it lots of places. Other places in the world have tried it. Hawaii's had registration licensing of guns since 1960. You have registration licensing in places like Chicago and Washington, D.C. Pennsylvania has registration of handguns since the 1930s. And yet, what you find is that none of those cases can they solve crimes. Not one single crime has been solved as a result of registration licensing, and at the other end of the break, I can explain why that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, and we only got about 30 seconds left here, John. So, you know, what do you deduce from this? I mean, that here, there's been these attempts. I mean, is it just the nature of man that, you know, you're going to have this kind of criminality no matter what you do? Because whether it's by a handgun, it's going to be something else. It could be a rock, could be a stick, could be somebody's hands. I mean, if people get that angry, right? Go ahead.
Look. Places around the world have tried banning guns.
I'll tell you what, let's pick it up more because we got to go to break right now. More from Dr. John Lott after this. Stay with us. It's 15 after.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. After 75 years of global ministry, we at the Tide Ministry are so thankful for the way God has allowed us to experience the joy of seeing people around the globe find hope in Christ through our heart language radio programs. It is humbling to look back and see how much God has expanded our reach over the past 75 years, and we are determined to continue our mission for the next 75 years to come. At this time of year, when many are reflecting on what they have to be thankful for, we also express our profound gratitude for the saving grace of Christ and the opportunity to share that message through radio broadcasts all around the world. To learn how you can pray for and encourage the multitude of grateful people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back with you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, the big problem, Dr. John Lott, I have with the anti-Second Amendment folks is that they just cannot give it to you straight. I mean, they can't even give you a truthful argument for their position. They lie through their teeth continuously. They destroy their credibility, and they wonder why they're having less and less people under their tent. I mean, case in point was this Kyle Rittenhouse, trial that went on. You know, the big lie that he, you know, brought a gun across state lines. And a friend of mine brought it up, and he just as a matter of fact, and I said, really? I go, if that's the case, if what you're saying is really true, why did the judge throw that out of court? Why did he discard it? So there's a problem with that. So you're buying into the narrative that the media has told you to believe in. The other one was that it's an assault rifle. I go, who said it's an assault rifle? Who said the AR-15 is an assault rifle? You know, again, these are politicians. This isn't the truth. So, you know, address those two things real quick, and then we're going to pick up where we left off before we went to break, John.
Yeah, well, you just had Beto O'Rourke, who's running for the governorship even in Texas, who about a week ago came out and said that, quote, this entire tragedy with Rittenhouse makes the case that we should not allow our fellow Americans to own and use weapons that were originally designed for the battlefield. That AR-15, that AK-47 has one single solitary purpose, and that is killing people as effectively, as efficiently, and in as great a number in as little time as possible. We saw that in Kenosha. You know, as you say, he calls the AR-15s weapons of war, but he appears completely unaware that, you know, those guns fire the same bullets with the same rapidity and do the same damage as a small caliber hunting rifle. They just right. look like military weapons. And, you know, you have the New York Times tying the Rittenhouse case, saying it wouldn't have occurred if the federal assault weapons ban hadn't lapsed in 2004 because Republicans had blocked its renewal. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, any semi-automatic gun, a handgun, a hunting rifle, Rittenhouse would have been able to do exactly the same thing that he did. And but you know, it's the trial just had so much misinformation. You're exactly right. And you could see that in the polls. The, you know, the vast majority of Democrats thought that he was guilty. You're talking about polls showing like over 90% of Democrats thought that he was guilty. You know,
they thought he had killed, killed black people.
Yeah, no, right. I mean, the worldwide media, relying on our media, thought that he had shot black people. You know, of course, everybody involved was white. And, you know, it's just where people got their news. If you watch CNN or MSNBC or ABC, NBC, CBS, or public television, you know, you got the same story there that, as you say, he had purposely crossed state lines with the gun in order to go and shoot people. No mention that his job was in Kenosha, that his dad and his grandparents lived in Kenosha, that
15 miles away, right? Something from where he lived, right? So he was 15 miles away from Kenosha.
Right.
It wasn't like he traveled, you know, 3 hours.
Mom, but I'm just saying at the time, exactly. And the gun wasn't his.
Yes.
He borrowed it. A person who lived in Wisconsin lent it to him there. And, you know, anyway, it just there's so much misinformation. But, you know, there's also misinformation on things like the registration licensing that we're going to talk about before the break. And that is, you know, in theory, if a gun is left at a crime scene and it's registered to the person who committed the crime, you can go and trace the gun back to the criminal. The problem is, one, crime guns are very, very rarely left at the crime scene. And the few times that they are left at the crime scene, the criminal's either been seriously wounded or killed, so you've already caught them. And the few times they are left there, they're virtually never registered. And when they are registered, they're not registered to the people who committed the crime. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Or the serial numbers have been scraped off.
You could always get the serial numbers back because deforms the underlying metal that's there. But it's, you know, it's just not a serious option there. I mean, I testified in Hawaii some years ago. As I said, they had registration licenses since 1960. They were talking about making the rules even more draconian. And before I went there, I told the legislators who were inviting me to go and make sure they asked the Honolulu police chief in advance two questions. And one was how many crimes they've been able to solve as a result of the legislation, and two, how much it costs. And when he got up there to testify, they asked him, and he said he had looked at the records and he was not able to identify one single crime that they've been able to solve as a result of registration licensing. And they asked him how much it cost, and he said, well, he didn't have a dollar number, but he estimated it took about 50,000 hours worth of police time each year to go and run the system. And so, you know, if you'd be able to say, well, we've solved thousands of crimes.
Exactly.
You know, there'd be an obvious trade-off that's there. But 50,000 hours worth of police time that you're having involved in something that has no benefit in terms of reducing crime is a real cost because, you know, 50,000 hours of police could be very useful in solving lots of crimes and protecting people.
Exactly. Yeah, this is incredible that this goes on. You see, and this is what happens when, you know, an issue like this gets emotionalized. And Beto O'Rourke is really good at emotionalizing things. But at the end of the day, I mean, his history is laced with a lot of headlines, but no fine print. There's no substance. I don't get a lot of substance with any of his ideas or anything that he's done. Do you? Or am I missing something here? Yeah, go ahead.
No, I mean, it's not just him. You have the Democratic governors of New York and Michigan and other places who made similar types of statements. You had politicians in Washington from Chuck Schumer and others who made similar types of statements. And, you know, it's the reason we get back to your original point about the concerns that people have about what will happen when the Democrats get in charge. Look, if you have 91% of Democrats supporting even stricter gun control laws, we've had a big drop over the last 5 years in support for more gun control. The latest Quinnipiac University poll shows that more Americans oppose more gun control than support it. But if you have, you know, 91% of Democrats support stronger gun control, you're not going to see Democrats backing away from these issues, even if, you know, the majority of Americans don't support them. And the thing
exactly.
is, there's one other thing that we haven't talked about, and that is, you know, I don't think it's hyperbole to say that Democrats keep pushing rules to end private ownership of guns. You know, it's not just 40% of Democrat voters who say that they want to go and ban all civilian ownership of handguns, or, you know, 90% that support a ban on so-called assault weapons, semi-automatic rifles. But, you know, look at Biden's nominee to head the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. She calls for what she calls debanking of,
yes.
Of so-called socially suboptimal industries. You know, that includes not only the firearm industry, but the oil industry. You know, it gets back to Obama's Operation Choke Point, where the federal government pressured banks into closing businesses' accounts. Try running a company if you don't have somebody to handle a credit card, lines of credit,
exactly.
check cashing,
Dr. John Lopp, got to leave it there. Thank you, sir.
You thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history? You're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A former police officer turned new security guard in the Bay Area of California was shot by smash and grab robbers in Oakland last week. Kevin Nishida died a few days later. He's being remembered on Fox News by 15-year colleague at Colma Police Department, Don Marchetti.
Kevin was, he was just a genuinely good person. He was caring and compassionate and just, you know, always going above and beyond what was necessary. He was a great police officer, a great friend, a great coworker, and, you know, he just was always there for anyone, you know, for anything. I mean, serving and protecting, that was Kevin.
President Biden will address the nation at 11:45 this morning to discuss the Omicron variant of COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Minutes before the top of the hour, again, our thanks to Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of Gun Control Myths. Until last month, Lott was the senior advisor for research and statistics at the U.S. Department of Justice Office of Legal Policy. This is why John has become the go-to man when it comes to, it comes to these facts and really deciphering what the truth is about our Second Amendment rights, what the mainstream media is doing in propagandizing everybody. I mean, it's no wonder the Democrats say you have this big divide going on, because, you know, again, this is a model that the Democrats have been using, and you've got to see this for what it's worth. I mean, let's just stop for just a moment and consider what they did with Donald Trump for a moment. You know, when you've got 9 out of 10 reports and news articles on Donald Trump being negative on purpose, I mean, you've got to do that on purpose. It's not by accident. They put it out there. They continuously say that Donald Trump lied. I mean, after a while, you're so overwhelmed with this information and this narrative that you start believing that that is the case. That's why I wrote that article, you know, last year, who told you to hate Donald Trump? And this is what the media is doing. Who told you to hate your Second Amendment right? But you see the contrast here. You know, the Democrats will tell you they don't want you to have guns, but yet they're the ones that are running around with security with guns because, you know, it's like, well, they see the threat, but we're not supposed to see the threat. We're supposed to rely on them. And how do you rely on a police force that's even before it was underfunded and underappreciated to respond to you when the average call for, you know, police to come to your home and deal with the situation is, you know, could be minutes, anywhere from 8 to 12. I don't know what the latest average was. I know at one time it was like 16 minutes for them to respond. And, of course, you know, again, that's average. You get some that move faster. I get it. Some that move a little bit slower. But, you know, you can't have that kind of time when a weapon is involved and you're being accosted by a criminal, because your life is measured in seconds at that point. Minutes are, I mean, at that point they're just coming here to, you know, to collect bodies. That's what they're doing. And common sense Americans get it, and they're not buying into this narrative. But again, you know, this is what we're doing. You know, we're getting bombarded with this misinformation. Like somebody saying, well, you know, an AR-15 is an assault rifle. It's the, you know, as John said, with Beto O'Rourke, you know, and reminding us what Beto O'Rourke said, you know, these are, you know, guns that the military use. Well, no, they're not guns the military use. They, you know, the military is going to use an AR-15. I'm sorry. You know, they've got, you know, a little bit more sophisticated weaponry than an AR. But it is not a... You know, this isn't a battlefield weapon, all right? That's not allowed. And this is, you know, we tried to do this for a while. And then, you know, the people want you to believe that it was just Republicans that stopped it and got it reversed. Well, you know, nowadays, if you have one other vote from another, you know, from the other party, then all of a sudden it's a bipartisan bill, right? But no, it's not, you know, it's the Republicans that did this. Yes, the Republicans were the force behind it, but there were also Democrats agreeing with the same thing because they saw the data, they saw what was going on, and realized, you know, that you know, this was innocuous. This was an emotional, knee-jerk response to those on the left that think they have an answer. And it's amazing, you know, here we live in an era where, you know, science is so important and you got to have all the data facts and everything like that. And, of course, we've obliterated the whole idea of science. You know, it's like we don't really want to know. We really don't want to know the truth. We want to just get into the emotions of it and get, you know, get scared about it and be fearful. And of course, this is when those that are desirous of control, that's when they love it. They love it when America is afraid, and because they're easier to control at this point. I mean, and if you think not, look what they've been able to do to this country. Well, let's go back to 9/11. You know, everybody was afraid. You know, here it is. We were attacked on our homeland. Everybody was afraid. Next thing you know, we've got this bureaucratic arm of the TSA coming in. You know, got to take your shoes off. We got to go through all this extra inspection and everything else. And after everything is all said and done, how is this really working out? But we're paying more out of fear, because we're told that we should be fearful. You know, there hasn't been any follow-up studies on this situation to say, okay, are the airlines safer today than they were before all this happened? And is it necessary to continue on with all this additional surveillance, you know, post 9/11, post all the things that were instituted because we were afraid? Now let's go, you know, 20 years later and bring in COVID. Again, the people are afraid, and the government and you know, the self-appointed God czar of COVID, Anthony Fauci, it scares us every time, you know, he gets a chance to open his mouth. I mean, it's just something, you know, more to make us fearful, that leaves us vulnerable to control. This is what's going on. We're setting ourselves up by not pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads, or insisting on the truth. And even, you know, even for that matter, finding a way to counteract and penalize those that want to lie to us. You know, this has to stop. You know, we have to insist on the truth no matter what and hold those accountable that want to control us and continue to make us fearful. Then we've got to hold them accountable. If not, hey, we're going to continue down this road, ladies and gentlemen. And this is all the beginning. Now, you know, for some of us, and we'll talk a little bit later as we talk with, you know, Phil Hotzenpiller with American Faith. We'll talk more about it. It's the nature of man. You know, this is what happens when we resign ourselves to our own humanity. We fall victim to the very things that we're susceptible to. And there is an answer. But the problem is that those that are controlling us right now, seemingly, they don't want us to know the answer. And they're going to cancel. They're going to do everything they can because, you know what, they like it just the way it is right now. They've got the American people right where they want us. You know, scared and giving up our tax money, spending money like drunken sailors and, you know, forgetting about the future or even what we're doing to our kids and grandkids. You know, our own family members that aren't even born yet, the liability that we're putting on them. You know, thank you very much, this bloated bureaucracy that continues on at such a ridiculous pace when we know it defies all common sense. You go, wait a minute, you know, you wouldn't even operate your home budget this way. But somehow Joe Biden, and the Democrats would want us to believe that we can spend our way out of this. I mean, this is insane. It defies logic. But, you know, they've got their hands on it. And the thing is, it's upsetting for me, to be honest with you, is the Republicans have got to find a way to push back. I mean, like, what, you know, you can't do anything? You've just got to go along with this deal? You can't find a way to resist this in such a manner that you can rally reasonable people and maybe even other elected officials? But, you know, if not even that, just the American people, because they're looking for leadership. They're looking, you know, to hear a voice of reason and passion that's willing to do whatever it takes in order to get this country back on track. Because, look, I'm convinced it's not coming out of the Democratic Party. They're too ideologically fixed. They're so fixed on their ideology that it's not about the American people. It's about, you know, them winning their game, basically, okay? To them, this is a game. You know, for us, this is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we need to have alliances and leadership that supports our constitutional rights, ladies and gentlemen.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. You know, we're talking with John Lott when we were on the break in the first part of this hour. And we were talking about, you know, here it was 400 years, a 400-year anniversary of Thanksgiving. And, you know, I thought it was kind of odd. You know, he brought it up. And we did a lot on the show here. Leah Filson, we'd interviewed, you know, from Massachusetts, from, you know, the whole organization there at Plymouth that is, you know, focused on, you know, celebrating Thanksgiving and our heritage and all that that goes on, and had other people on as well, you know, to talk about it. Bill Federer, other historians, Bruce Thatcher as well. I mean, what a great time to go back and remember. And it's obvious why the legacy media ignored it. I mean, this is quite the celebration. And what's clear to me as to why, and I said this to John, I said, John, you know why they didn't want to bring it up? Because if you go back and look at how America started 400 years ago, I mean, you got to bring God back in the picture. I mean, because this is the hand of Almighty God himself that answered the prayer of the pilgrims. And the early history of what happened during that period of time is, as Bill Federer pointed out, I mean, here it is, you know, half of the people that, you know, came to America. And it wasn't like something they just decided one day and say, hey, let's just go. We're going to go to America. You know, we've had it with this oppressive government that wants to tell us how and when we're supposed to worship, who we're supposed to worship and all that. And we want to, you know, we want to do something different. You know, first, they escaped their immediate area and they went to another part of Europe. I guess it was to Sweden or, you know, to really kind of think. And I know I'm getting that wrong, but you know what I'm talking about. But it was there in the area where the pilgrims first, you know, landed to get away from everything to really seek God. And it was like a 10, 12 year journey and a Selah moment, as we would say in Bible parlance, where they wanted to really pause and hit the reset button. But before even hitting the reset button, they wanted to make sure that they really pursued God and wanted to see, okay, what was God saying about this? How should this happen? Where should they go? This sort of thing. And what about, you know, do we have it wrong? Or are we thinking that we should, you know, our form of worship is all wrong, that maybe the government is right? So they really put their time and effort and prayers into this. So after 12 years of study, they determined, now this is from God, and they take on the incredible power of the Atlantic Ocean in these wooden boats, and the loss of people and the stories that happen, but their faith is what took them there. It's like, you know, this week is the first week of Advent, right? And the first candle that is lit is hope. You have to have hope. This is the first ingredient to take you to the next step. You can't go to step two or three or four if you don't have hope. And for the pilgrims, they had hope. And then they acted on that hope. They got in the boats. They end up in America. And first of all, they're thinking, okay, well, we got to survive. We got to make this work. And meanwhile, people are dying. I mean, to the point that half of the people die. Half of their community is dead after the first year. And still they manage to come together and thank God that God has brought them here. They were able to find a place where they felt like their hope could be realized and where they could worship God. See, and the mainstream legacy media that is godless, this is the wrong gospel, wrong church. They don't even want to talk about this stuff. So they're not going to even talk to celebrate, you know, 400 years and what happened. And of course, you know, the other thing that happened too, and they certainly don't want you to know this, is that, you know, America, in the early years of America, they did try socialism. They said, okay, hey, we'll live together as one. We'll have a common purse. We'll all do this stuff. And they found out the old Pareto principle works out. And that is that 20% will do 80% of the work, right? And you got 80% of the people, you know, they're only going to do about 20%. So they're barely into the project with their toes. And so this is what socialism proved out, this idea that, you know, having a common purse, you're going to have people take advantage. And they did. They took advantage. Well, you know, hey. You know, Bob over there, he's working his butt off, and so he's taking care of my family. I don't need to put anything into it. Well, fortunately, Captain John Smith said, hey, this isn't quite working out here. And what he did was he ignited the resources of the community individually. And he gave them land, said, here, here's the land. You work the land. What you toil in that land, what you produce from that land is for you and your family. And all of a sudden here you've got, you know, the capitalist system is born out and it ignites. And you've got people who are much happier. They're fulfilled because, after all, they're doing what God told them. Be fruitful and multiply. Go out there. You've got a job to do. Go. And when you're faithful to that calling, you're going to be much happier, much more productive, and this is exactly what happened. So we proved practically, you know, we experimented with socialism. It doesn't work. And all you got to do, you know, if you want to forget the history of 400 years ago, you can look into the modern era and look around the world and tell me where socialism is working. It's not. It flat out isn't. Because it's, first of all, for me, you know, I've always resisted the stifling of our humanity and our productivity. And this is what socialism does. It mediocritizes everybody. And this has kind of been my resistance when I experienced working in unions before. When I worked in unions, it was like, okay, everything was, you know, you couldn't be, you know, you couldn't excel that much. You could have a little bit of excelling, but not that much because you make everybody else look bad. So you were kind of conditioned. You were governed as to what your output could be if you were going to be a quote-unquote team player. This is the way it was identified. And everything about the union model is to normalize mediocrity, all for the sake of security, because that's what people will do. They'll give up their freedom and liberties for the sake of security. And this is a practical model, what you see happening in the unions and school teachers. I can't even, you know, when I talked to, I came from a family of where we've had school teachers in our family, and how frustrating it has become for them, because it has become so administrative heavy. It's no longer about educating the kids. You know, it's much like our government today. It's about survival. They just need to maintain their job. They need to maintain their elected position. That's the most important thing. It has nothing to do with writing laws or accomplishing good governance, what you would call and identify as good governance. I mean, you know, you think about it. Pause and analyze what's going on in our country and how this government is working. You know, we don't even know in terms of, you know, the kind of government that we should afford or could afford, and what at the end of the day it should be doing for us. No, that's, you know, that's not what it's about. What it seems to be about time and again is for people to get reelected, to get these cushy jobs, get free haircuts at our expense, security, all these other things that that go along with the perks of being elected, and somehow, you know, the common folk have to honor them like they're mini kings or queens or what have you, and then they institute laws that they themselves don't follow. There are terrible examples of it, and you know, all the crony capitalism and, you know, the thievery that takes place. I mean, this is, you know, this is an abomination. This is the very thing that God warned about. It's the very thing that insults God, because at the end of the day, we are God's creation. And God established government, you know, for a purpose. He did establish it. And so when government doesn't do what it's supposed to do the way God laid it out, get ready, ladies and gentlemen, because there will be a recompense. There will be a day of judgment, you know, for these government officials and for what's happening, because God does not take this lightly. There is a dire responsibility for those who are elected to office to do what's right for the people. And that's in every nation, every tongue around the world, not just in America. And right now, it is increasingly disturbing when we see what's going on in our country and how our elected officials have chosen to abandon, you know, moral principles and doing the right thing for the American people, to serve and not be served. But it's upside down. For them, it's all about being served. This is you know, which you think, wow, you know, this is tough that we do not have a servant's type example in our government that you can point to today that really stands out to say, look at this is a true servant. We've got some people, I think, that are there that act as servants, but we need that on a grander scale and a more obvious example for the American people. And I believe that when that happens, then you will have an American people that is much more productive than it ever thought possible, much happier than ever thought possible, and we will contribute to the greater good not only of this country, but we will continue to create to the greater good of the world as we've always done. It's in our DNA. And with Giving Tuesday coming up tomorrow, again, you know, the American people will lead the way in giving to all these good causes around the world. Because we're generous. This is what we do. We have been blessed so that we can bless others. That's the way it happens. Thank you for being with us. We've got Phil Hotzenpiller coming up on the other side of the news and the break. Stay with us.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA.
like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.